Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Manejo de la Ira is a practical self-help book in the anger management and emotional intelligence category. Written by James W. Williams, it presents a structured 21-day mental reset designed to help readers understand anger as an emotion, identify its triggers, and respond with more control. The book does not argue that anger should be eliminated. Instead, it treats anger as something that can be regulated before it turns into harmful reactions, strained relationships, or unnecessary stress. Its approach is clearly action-oriented. Readers are guided toward self-awareness, emotional recognition, and small daily changes that make the process less overwhelming. The emphasis on a short day-by-day framework is central to the book's purpose because it turns a broad psychological challenge into a manageable routine. In this sense, the book functions as both a motivational guide and a practical workbook for people who want to reduce impulsive reactions and rebuild a calmer, more deliberate response style. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a 21-day structure that makes anger work feel manageable. One of the book's defining features is its 21-day format, which breaks a difficult behavioral change into a sequence that feels more concrete and attainable. Instead of presenting anger control as an abstract lifelong goal, the book frames it as a short program that can be followed step by step. That matters because anger problems often feel overwhelming when approached all at once. A time-bound structure gives the reader a sense of progression, reduces resistance, and encourages consistency. The model also fits the logic of habit change. Readers are more likely to reflect daily when they know the process is finite and organized. This is not a promise of instant transformation, but a practical way to build momentum. The 21-day design also helps the book stay focused on implementation rather than theory. Each stage is meant to move the reader toward greater awareness, better regulation, and more deliberate emotional responses. In a crowded self-help category, this procedural clarity is one of the book's main strengths. Secondly, self-awareness as the starting point for emotional control. The book places self-awareness at the center of anger management, treating it as the first necessary step before any real regulation can happen. Rather than looking only at outward behavior, it asks readers to examine why they become angry, what situations repeatedly trigger them, and which thoughts intensify the reaction. This is important because anger is often sustained by patterns that happen quickly and automatically. By learning to notice early signals, readers can interrupt the sequence before it escalates. The book's emphasis on introspection reflects a broader emotional intelligence approach. Understanding one's internal state is treated as the foundation for controlling it. That approach is especially useful for people who tend to react first and reflect later. It shifts responsibility inward without becoming moralizing, encouraging readers to observe their own patterns with honesty. The practical value of this method is that it creates room for intervention. Once a person can identify recurring triggers and emotional cues, they can begin to replace reactive habits with more deliberate choices. Thirdly, regulating anger instead of trying to erase it. A key idea in the book is that anger should not be eliminated, but regulated. This distinction gives the book a more realistic psychological position than many simplistic self-help texts. Anger is treated as a normal emotion with a function, but one that becomes harmful when it starts controlling speech, actions, and decisions. That framing aligns with mainstream clinical thinking. The problem is not feeling anger, but losing the ability to manage it. The book therefore emphasizes control, pacing, and self-monitoring rather than suppression or explosion. This matters because both extremes can be counterproductive. Suppression can leave tension unresolved, while uncontrolled expression can intensify conflict. By presenting regulation as the goal, the book encourages a middle path where the reader learns to notice activation early and respond with restraint. This is a useful model for readers who have tried to either bottle up anger or vent it aggressively. The book's contribution lies in redirecting attention from the emotion itself to the way it is handled in real situations. Fourthly, using emotional intelligence to reshape thought and behavior, the book is closely tied to emotional intelligence. Especially the idea that better self-management comes from improving the way people think about and respond to their emotions. It suggests that anger is influenced not only by events, but by interpretation, anticipation, and habitual mental framing. That is why the book goes beyond simple calming tips and instead encourages a broader mental reset. The related framework of reorienting goals, actions, and ways of thinking suggests that change is not only about stopping a reaction in the moment. It is also about rebuilding the mental habits that feed the reaction over time. This makes the book more than a stress reduction guide. It functions as a behavioral and cognitive reset plan, aiming to replace unhelpful schemas with a more intentional emotional style. For readers, this is valuable because it links emotional control to personal development in a concrete way. Instead of treating anger as isolated, The book connects it to mindset, self-knowledge, and daily behavior, which gives the guidance more depth and durability. Lastly, practical life benefits less stress, fewer conflicts, better decisions. The book repeatedly connects anger control to real-life consequences, especially stress reduction, relationship quality, and decision-making. This practical orientation makes the content easier to apply because it does not treat emotional regulation as an abstract virtue. It shows how unmanaged anger can wear people down physically and emotionally, damage communication, and lead to impulsive choices made in the heat of the moment. By contrast, better regulation is presented as a way to preserve clarity and reduce unnecessary conflict. This is one of the book's most useful dimensions because it translates internal work into observable outcomes. Readers are not only told to feel calmer, they are shown why calmer responses matter in everyday situations. The book also implies that emotional control supports more stable relationships by reducing reactions that create blame, escalation, or regret. That makes it especially relevant for people who recognize that anger affects work, home life, or self-respect. Its value lies in linking emotional awareness to concrete behavioral consequences rather than leaving the topic at the level of theory. In conclusion, Manejo de la Ira is best suited for readers who want a structured, non-technical introduction to anger regulation and emotional self-management. It will appeal to people who notice recurring irritability, impulsive reactions, or stress-driven conflict and want a clear process for changing those patterns without being overwhelmed. The book is also useful for readers interested in emotional intelligence because it ties anger control to self-awareness, reflection, and behavior change rather than treating it as a simple matter of willpower. Its practical benefit is that it offers an organized 21-day framework, which makes the topic feel approachable and concrete. That structure distinguishes it from many anger management books that lean either too heavily on theory or too broadly on generic self-help advice. What makes this book stand out is its emphasis on regulation over suppression and on identifying the mental and emotional patterns that drive angry reactions. It positions anger as something to understand and manage, not simply fight against. For readers seeking a focused, usable guide rather than a clinical manual, it offers a clear entry point into more disciplined emotional control. If you would like to support James W. Williams, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.